Pirate Basement Outlet. The focus of the first half of the second Perek are a couple of changes which the Beastin made to how they would accept the witnesses for Kiddush HaChodesh, and also how they would proceed after declaring Rosh Chodesh, based on the misbehavior of certain groups amongst the Jews who wanted to cause trouble and to affect the date of Rosh Chodesh, as will be explained. Now, the two main groups in Klal Yisrael who were responsible for this were known as Tzedukim and Baisusim, named after their original leaders, Tzedek and Baisus. And this is a group of people who sort of veered off the correct path, and in general, only accepted the Torah Shebichsav, that which is written in the Torah itself, but not the Torah Shebal Peh, which includes the Mishnah and the way to explain the Torah that has been passed down throughout the generations. And therefore certain Pesukim they read literally in their own interpretation, and so they come out with many other laws which are not correct. One such example is when it comes to the Korban Omer. The Korban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Torah says that from when that is offered, 50 days should be counted until Shavuos. So Shavuos would be 50 days after that, which would be on the same day of the week as the Korban Omer was offered. You count 7 full weeks, and the beginning, the first day of the 8th week, would be Shavuos, and that falls on the same day as the second day of Pesach. Now, when the Torah talks of the offering of the Korban Omer, it says that it should be offered Mimochras HaShabbos, on the day after the Shabbos. Now, based on Torah Shebal Peh, we have a tradition that in that posuk, the word Shabbos is referring to Pesach, the first day of Pesach, which means that Mimochras HaShabbos refers to the second day of Pesach. However, the Tzedukim and the Baisusim read the Torah literally, and they understood it to mean the day after Shabbos. So that would be the Sunday which falls after the first day of Pesach. So if Pesach happened to fall on a Shabbos, then they would get the correct day. But if the first day of Pesach fell on any other day of the week, then according to the interpretation of the Baisusim and the Tzedukim, they would get the wrong day, which means that Shavuos would also be the wrong day, because they would start counting the 50 days from when the Korban Omer is offered. Now, in order that they would end up offering the Korban Omer, and also the Korbanos of Shavuos, on the day that the Baisusim and the Tzedukim held was the correct day, the Baisusim wanted to make it the Rosh Chodesh Nisan would be on a Shabbos, and that way the first day of Pesach would also be on a Shabbos, so that the Korban Omer would be brought on a Sunday, and Shavuos would be on a Sunday, just like their interpretation of the Pesukim. And so that once did occur, that false witnesses came to the Beis Din on the 30th day of Adar, which could potentially be the first day of Nisan, and it was a Shabbos, so the Tzedukim wanted it to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so they came and testified that they saw the moon, and they were found to be false. But when the Chachamim saw that what they were trying to do, they instituted the following law. Im eino makir nosei, if the Beis Din do not recognize a particular witness who comes to testify about Kiddush HaChodesh, Meshalchin Acher Imei Lahaidei, they should send another witness with him to testify that he is a valid witness, and he can be trusted. So if people saw the Rosh Chodesh moon, they should first go to a Beis Din in their local town where they live, where they are recognized, and that Beis Din should appoint another two witnesses to go with this pair and testify that they can be trusted. And the Mishnah explains, where Shaina originally, the Beis Din would accept testimony about Kiddush HaChodesh, about the new Rosh Chodesh moon, from anybody, just like when it comes to any testimony, everybody is assumed to be a valid witness, unless otherwise known. However, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Mishakil Klu Aminin, from when the Apikorsim, those who do not believe in all of Torah, and in this case again it's referring to the Baisusim, who didn't accept Torah Shebal Peh, so Mishakil Klu Aminin, from when this group of people caused damage, or at least tried to cause damage, Hiskinu the Beis Din instituted, Shaloyu Mekabel Elamin Amakirin, they would only accept testimony regarding Kiddush HaChodesh from those who they recognized, or if those who they recognized testified about other witnesses that they can be trusted.